Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 11. You're going to hear a talk about animals. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? What separates humans from animals? Intelligence, using tools, walking on two legs, all possibilities. But maybe the most convincing answer is language. Human beings have evolved the capacity to communicate complicated ideas, to live in social groups, work together, and solve problems. Now the question is, do animals have this ability? Do animals have language as we know it? It is true that animals communicate, of course. Dogs bark when someone they don't know enters their garden. This is a warning. They are saying, I don't know you, you don't belong here, be careful. And there are more complex systems of communication in animals. Chimpanzees are widely accepted as the most intelligent animal, and in scientific studies, they have learned the meaning of hundreds of symbols. In the wild, some monkeys have different words, or calls, to alert the group about different types of predators. Ah-ah-ah means a predatory bird is coming, so it's better to stay on the floor. Oh-oh-oh means a leopard is coming, so it's better to climb to the top of the tree to escape. Indeed, there are many more examples. Whales singing, bees dancing, and birds tweeting, to name just a few of the most varied. So there is little doubt that animals do communicate. However, scientists are not so sure that animals really have language. What we call language is much more complex than associating a sound with a meaning. Animals can recognize lots of symbols, but they can't invent and interpret them like humans. To take an example, the word companion comes from the Latin for together and bread, meaning a person you eat bread with. Animals can't manipulate language like this. It should also be noted that no animal communication has ever been found to contain grammar. There's no tenses, clauses, object pronouns, all key characteristics of human language. To sum up, while many animals have demonstrated incredible talent for learning words and responding to stimulus, it can't be said that they have language. According to all the current evidence, this remains a uniquely human ability. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what arguments for and against animals having language the speaker makes. Are you ready? What separates humans from animals? Intelligence, using tools, walking on two legs, all possibilities. But maybe the most convincing answer is language. Human beings have evolved the capacity to communicate complicated ideas, to live in social groups, work together, and solve problems. Now the question is, do animals have this ability? Do animals have language as we know it? It is true that animals communicate, of course. Dogs bark when someone they don't know enters their garden. This is a warning. They are saying, I don't know you, you don't belong here, be careful. And there are more complex systems of communication in animals. Chimpanzees are widely accepted as the most intelligent animal, and in scientific studies, they have learned the meaning of hundreds of symbols. In the wild, some monkeys have different words, or calls, to alert the group about different types of predators. Ah-ah-ah means a predatory bird is coming, so it's better to stay on the floor. Oh-oh-oh means a leopard is coming, so it's better to climb to the top of the tree to escape. Indeed, there are many more examples. Whales singing, bees dancing, and birds tweeting, to name just a few of the most varied. So there is little doubt that animals do communicate. However, scientists are not so sure that animals really have language. What we call language is much more complex than associating a sound with a meaning. Animals can recognize lots of symbols, but they can't invent and interpret them like humans. To take an example, the word companion comes from the Latin for together and bread, meaning a person you eat bread with. Animals can't manipulate language like this. It should also be noted that no animal communication has ever been found to contain grammar. There's no tenses, clauses, object pronouns, all key characteristics of human language. To sum up, while many animals have demonstrated incredible talent for learning words and responding to stimulus, it can't be said that they have language. According to all the current evidence, this remains a uniquely human ability. Now tell me what arguments for and against animals having language the speaker makes. You have 1 minute to talk.